In the early to mid-1600s, settlements were established by the Dutch in southern Taiwan and by the Spanish in northern Taiwan. With the founding of the Qing Dynasty in 1644, military troops of the previous Ming Dynasty fled to Taiwan. They established a base in southern Taiwan and drove out the Dutch. However, in 1683, these remaining Ming Dynasty loyalists in Taiwan were defeated by naval forces of the Qing Dynasty. At that point in time, Taiwan became part of the Qing Dynasty of China. However, after losing the First Sino-Japanese War in 1895, the Qing Dynasty was forced to cede Taiwan to Japan. The Republic of China was founded in 1912 and later established its capital in Nanjing, China. Taiwan, however, having been ceded to Japan by treaty in 1895, was not a part of China during those early years of the 20th century. In reality, when discussing the legal status of the Republic of China in Taiwan, we must recognize that this is an issue left over from World War II in the Pacific. Importantly, under international law, surrender ceremonies have never been interpreted to signify a transfer of territorial sovereignty to the country of the troops accepting the surrender. October 25, 1945 in Taiwan only marked the beginning of the military occupation. In order to understand the legal position of the ROC in Taiwan beginning October 25, 1945, we have to determine who the legal occupier is. Although Chinese officials do not like to mention this fact, during the period of World War II in the Pacific, over 99% of all military attacks against the four main Japanese islands and Taiwan were conducted by U.S. military forces. Additionally, it must be clarified that from early December 1941 through the fall of 1945, Republic of China military forces made no military attacks against either Taiwan or Japan's four main islands. It is beyond dispute that Taiwan remained a sovereign Japanese territory until Japan renounced its right, title, and claim to Taiwan in the San Francisco Peace Treaty. It is important to recognize that, legally speaking, Taiwan in 1949 was still under the sovereignty of Japan. When did Japan cede Taiwan? That was late April 1952, with the coming into force of the SFPT. The post-war San Francisco Peace Treaty came into force on April 28, 1952. Japan renounced its territorial sovereignty over Taiwan, but no receiving country was designated. The United States was confirmed as the principal occupying power. Taiwan remains as occupied territory of the United States of America. Repeated United States government announcements from the late 1940s up to the present have all confirmed that Taiwan does not belong to China.